Nazir, but Nazir clearly bad. I am a Nazir, and I will be a Nazir when I have a son. So he's accepting about himself two Nazirisin. He accepted his one first, and the other one second. He's going to have to do both, but he did it in that order. He's in the middle of his 30 days. And he has a son. So since his was the first Kabbalah, he finishes his 30, and then moves over, he does Taglachas. Taglachas is a code word for bringing karbanas and taking a haircut. It's called Taglachas, that's how Chazal referred to it. And then he counts his sons. Hareini Nazir Shili Ben Benazir. What if he says he's a Nazir, but he has a son? And then he accepts upon himself a separate Naziris. Now, theoretically, you could say, wait till you have a son. Take that Naziris, finish it, and then do yours. That's the order of Kabbalah. But the bottom line is, if he can get his done first, there's nothing wrong. And he doesn't know when he's going to have the son. So his Chumay Nishalai, he started counting his. But in the middle of his, he had a son. This is the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you transfer from the guy transfers from his own to his sons, and that's allowed in the middle of the Naziris. And then he goes back and finishes his own. And the Rush has two pshatim in what happens. Right? We learned yesterday. The first shot of the Rush was that Mashlim automatically means he doesn't have to recount, which means he's not taking a haircut. And he's not, right, he doesn't bring karbanas because he can't do that in the middle of his Naziris. So what happens is he counted, and I'll pick the number 20 days for his Naziris. His son was born. He automatically switches over to his son's Naziris, finishes 30 days over there, then reverts back to his and does 10 days. And at the end, and this is what I missed yesterday, he brings two sets of karbanas. Each Naziris requires its own set. So he would bring two sets of Naziris at the end of his. Right? He doesn't bring Karbanas again, Taglachas, after his son's Naziris, because then you wouldn't use the word Mashlim. Mashlim means he completes his. Completes means he didn't take a haircut, because if he took a haircut and brought Karbanas, he can't just revert back. So therefore, Mashlim means that why can't he just revert back? Because you need hair of 30 days. I mean, theoretically, he could say he's a Nazir for 20, he became a Nazir for his son for 30, took a haircut for his son, and then finishes his 10 days. Why not? I mean, we're allowing a break for the son in the middle, so maybe we allow for Taglachas also. It's a mitzvah. The answer is he needs 30 days of hair. So he couldn't complete 10 more days. He would have to do 30. So Mashlim would be the wrong word. You would say he interrupts his Naziris, does his son's Naziris, then does his over again. Because for all practical purposes, he needs 30 days of hair growth. That's the first shot in the Rush. Therefore, the Rush says it must be he does not take a haircut. He just segues from his to his son, and then segues back to his own Naziris, finishes 10 more days, and at the end of that, he brings two sets of Karbanas. One for his Naziris, one for his son's Naziris. That is the first shot in the Rush. Then the Rush brought the Sheet of Rav, which we will run into on Tezvavah and Aleph, that says that if a guy gets his hair cut off in the middle of his Naziris, which means he has to wait another 30 days to bring his Karbanas, but once he passed his original 30, if he becomes Tameh, he doesn't have to start over again. So, therefore, you could say that ain't a chinami. Maybe this guy, him and Nazir, did 20 days. His son was born, moved over to his son's Naziris, does 30 days, brings Karbanas, does a haircut. Now, the first 10 days will be the finishing of his Naziris. And the next 20 days will be to do a haircut. But the reason we can use the word finish, even though he has to do 30, it was the last 20 out of those 30. If he became Tameh, he wouldn't have to start again. So those are the two pshatim that the Rush offered in the Mishnah.
He gets to bring Karban and haircut after the kid?
After the kid, according to the second shot. Then he needs 30 more days. But it's not 30 more days of Naziris, because if it were, then he wouldn't use the word Mashlim. You're not completing. But since Rav told us that after the days of Naziris, the days you wait for your haircut, if a guy became Tamei, he would not have to do it over again. So you can use the word Mashlim to say you complete Naziris in 10 more days. Then you have a 20-day wait for your haircut, but you're not going to be Saiser. You can't become Tamei, but if he does, it won't undo the whole thing. So that's the second shot in the word Mashlim. That's what the Rush said. Yes.
Is this to mean Niyach to be asked to, or is he allowed to delay his son's years?
No. As soon as his son is born, kicks in. He said as soon as his son is born, he wants to become a Nazir. Not option. There's a lot of chidushim here, which I don't know the source of, that you can go from one to another. I don't know where that comes from. That you can finish off your first one either way you want to learn the finishing of the first one. That you can interrupt your Naziris. Right? But that's how, this is what the Mishnah is saying. If you ask me what the source for it is, at this point, I haven't seen it. Again, Lo Yirinu Ein Araya, I haven't seen what the source is. But that's what the Mishnah says.
You only interrupt Naziris with another Naziris.
Correct. Now, over here, we run into a problem. And the problem is that in many prints, the Rush on the next Mishnah is printed here. Not in the Aizvahadr. I don't know about Rabbeinu Archquilt. But in the regular Gemaras, the Rush on the next Mishnah is printed here. But we're not learning the next Mishnah now. So it wouldn't make sense to learn it here when we're not learning the next Mishnah now. That's why Aizvahadr and probably Rabbeinu Archquilt took it out. There's another problem. That in the regular Gemaras, there is no Rush on this first piece of Gemara at all. The Rush starts like 15 lines down or 10 lines down in Gemara. There's no Rush. In the Aizvahadr, they put it in. The one I have here, they put it in. In the Masifta, they have it in Hargoz V'Tiyunim. I don't know what Rabbeinu Artsko does. Usually when that happens, it's 3 lines. This is like 30 lines, 20 lines. So I'm going to read it. Some people might have it inside, some people might not. I can't help that, but it helps explain the Gemara. So it would be remiss for me not to read it. Now this happens twice in the next block. The next time it happens, it's a whole new shot in the Gemara. So that I will skip. Because if people don't have it, it's impossible to follow because he learns a whole new shot in the Gemara. But this time, it's just explaining the Gemara. I don't know whether Archko has it. What is the first Archko rush in the Gemara? So you have it. Okay, so he did add it, Archko. It's not in the regular Gemara. So whoever has it in the regular Gemara, it's not there. Aizvahadr has it. The Masifta didn't even have it, but had it in that Gaz with Tiyunim. And I see that Aizvahadr put it in, and if I hear correctly, so did Rabbeinu Rabbeinu. By Ravina. By Rava. Amar Reini Nazar Lacha Eshim Yayim. The Gemara. I'm reading Gemara. Amar Rav, by Rava. I'm on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. By Rava. Amar Reini Nazir Lacha Eshim Yayim. The guy said he's a Nazir after 20 days. Umiyachshav Meir Yayim. So he accepts a Naziris that will start in 20 days, but he wants to be a Nazir now for 100 days. Now, don't ask me why this guy does this, but he did it. So he accepted a Naziris now for 100 days, but first he accepted a Naziris after 20 days. So what does he do? Mahu. Now, what are the two sides of the Shaila? Kivin d'halei meya b'eshrim le'shalman. Le'chaylin. Since he can't do the 100 during the 20, obviously 100 doesn't fit into 20, so maybe we say, since he first said he's a Nazir after 20 days, maybe the 100 days don't kick in now because it's an impossible thing to do. This is different than the case of the Mishnah. We don't know when the kid is going to be born in the case of the Mishnah. There's a chance he might be able to finish his Naziris before a little baby shows up. So therefore, he started his Naziris, and then baby showed up in the middle, so we have to deal with it. This guy set up a situation that it's impossible for him to do the 100 days before the other Naziris kicks in. He said he's a Nazir in 20 days, and then he accepted to be a Nazir for 100 days right now. Now, it's impossible to finish the 100 before the 20. So maybe that Pshata is we can't start the 100. The Chachila to start a Naziris that we know we'll never be able to finish before the next Naziris kicks in. And the next Naziris has to kick in because that was the first thing he accepted. So maybe he doesn't start. Maybe he does this after 20, that's 30 days, and then the 100 days kick in because that was the order of his Kabbalah. Unlike the Mishnah, that he started his 30 knowing that he might not be able to finish it, but also knowing that he might be able to finish it. Because kids are born whenever they're born. Right?
In this case, if this would be true...
We don't know what that law is. There's nothing true yet.
I know, but if this would be the first side, you would bring Korbanos...
At the end of his own Naziris.
Right.
And then go to a new Naziris of 100 days.
With new Korbanos.
New Korbanos.
I'll see the time option.
Maybe. The time what?
Ma'akshav.
Well, maybe he can't be Mekai Ma'akshav. It's blocked. It'll be for the first time he can do it.
Perhaps.
Yeah, yeah, this is the, that's why we have the Shaila. Exactly. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Nachum, boy Rava. Amar Reini Nazilach Esim Yoy, Ma'akshav Me'a Yoy. Mahu, what is the din? Kivin Dalei Me'a Basham Lechaman. You can't finish 100 during 20, like Highland. I do my keeping the Islay Gidl Sile Besaif, Highland. Or maybe, since if he does starts, that's the first 20 days of the 100, moves over to the, his Naziris of 30 days, right? And now he still has 80 days left from the first Naziris. So that's no problem because he'll have enough hair to do it at the end. So maybe he can do that. Maybe he can do 20 out of his 100, move over to his Naziris of 30, move back to the other 80 days left of the 100, and there's no problem of not having enough hair because...
Does he get the haircut after 30?
That would depend on the two pshatim and the rush. Right. And maybe we have no problem. Zuck the rush. Now, again, some people, I don't know which Gemaras everybody has, some people might not have this rush. He accepted Naziris of 30 days. That should start after 20. He didn't make a kriyas. Notice that the rush left out Me'akshav. And he learned that he didn't say the word Me'akshav. I don't know if that would make a difference. He just said he's a Nazir now for 100 days. Nazir for 100 days, which starts right now. So he does that. It means it could start right now. Maybe he doesn't care the fact that it'll be blocked in the middle. Since he'll have 30 days afterwards, ain't a chayshah shall have sukkah. Lamai the parishas, zukta rush. In the way according that I explained, the b'chol naziris mufsekas, sarach v'galeach shnei pamim, nicha. According to the pshat that I said that he would take a haircut after his 20, after the first naziris, then reassume the second naziris, right? The first meaning of this. The second pshat in the rush before. That after his kid's Naziris, he would take a haircut, then go back to his Naziris. Nicha the Nunkat Lishna the Gidl Tsar. The rush is bothered. Why is this Shiloh depend if he has 30 more days left afterwards or not? Who cares? I understand, but that's not the Shiloh. The Shiloh is the guy said 20 after 20, then he said 100. Is the 100 Chau or not Chau? It has nothing to do with whether there's 30 days left or not 30 days left. Why should that make a difference? So, Garaj, it makes a difference according to the Pshat I said that he brings Korbanos. And since he brings Korbanos, he has to now have 30 days of hair. So maybe in his mind, he doesn't want to have to do more than he originally accepted. But in the, since over here, that won't be an issue because there'll be 30 days left, he doesn't mind. Meaning, if this wouldn't be 30 days left, maybe then we say he doesn't mean to be a Nazir right away because that's going to extend his Naziris because he's going to have to switch over to his Naziris, take Kabbalah, and then do another 30 days He might not want to do another 30 days afterwards. But over here, since he's at 100, those other 30 days are built in. So the reason the Gemara mentions the hair is because without the hair, there's a svara to say he didn't mean to become a Nazir right away. Because that's going to cause an extension of his Naziris, if it's not a long Naziris. But since it is a long Naziris, that's not a factor. That's what the Rosh says. According to the pshat that I said, the Bechol Naziris Moseket Sarek Negalef Shnei Pamim, Nika the Nukat Lishna the Gidl Sar. He doesn't lose anything by taking a break. He won't have to add any days. So the Rosh is just explaining that according to the second shot, using the hair as a factor makes a difference. Whereas according to the first shot, he's not taking a haircut anyway. So really the question is only what did he mean when he said this, not how do we interpret his words when he said it, not the hair. The hair is an extra. According to the second shot, the Rosh says, the hair makes a difference. According to the first shot, he's not taking a haircut anyway. So he's going to have the 30 days worth of hair anyway. So he doesn't. The Rosh does not explain how it works according to the first shot. Frek the Gemara. But Tiboyle Naziris Moetas. Why are we asking a Naziris of 100 days? Why? Well, we have the shine like this. The guy said, I'm a Nazir after 20 days, and I'm a Nazir now. What happens? Forget 100 days. The guy says he's a Nazir after 20 days. And he says he's a Nazir now, a short Naziris, a 30-day Naziris. Does it start? Does he count 20? And then move over to the second other Naziris? And then move back? And either takes a haircut and has to wait 30 days, or doesn't take a haircut and wait 30 days? Whatever way you want to learn. Why do we need 100 days? Why is the Shiloh based on a long Naziris? The same Shiloh could be asked. The guy becomes a Nazir after 20 days, and he becomes a Nazir now. Right? By the son case, he doesn't know when the son's going to be born. Here he knows he can't finish one before the other one kicks in. So maybe he doesn't kick in until afterwards. The same Shiloh without having 100 days. Why do we have to have, why did Rama ask the 100-day Shiloh? Could have asked, the guy said he's a Nazir after 20, and he's a Nazir now. No, it's not a kashan amaisa because Rabbi didn't say a story. He asked the Shiloh. And when Rabbi asked the Shiloh, it was thought out. He didn't just blurt out a Shiloh. He thought it out. Sakta Gemara, viti bayale nisiyas moetas. Sakta Gemara, chadda mida chadda kame bayale. Once, it's one based on the other. Meaning, im tim tzalaymer, nisiyas moetas, kivin da sari hui yaseirim, le salikleh. Right. If you're going to say that by Naziris Muetas, we say he doesn't mean that, because then, right, he doesn't want to be stuck with just 10 days at the end. How about, right, Nazir Meir Yoyim, given the Islay Tamnin Yoyim Libesayif, Salkalei. I like. I mean, this is a better Shiloh, because hair becomes not a non-issue. In the first case, hair becomes an issue because he's going to have to take a haircut according to the second shot in the Rosh. He's going to have to take a haircut after the first one and be left with 10 days. Maybe that he doesn't want to be due because then he's going to have to extend it. Or it doesn't make a difference. And if you say the hair makes a difference, how about if it's 100 days? The Gemara is just building a second shot on top of first. What? 50. Say 100 is that once you're out of 30, you might as well say 100. In fact, the Gemara does this throughout the Masechta. When the Gemara wants to talk in non-30-day Naziris, the Gemara uses 100. You can use 1,000, you can use 35. I mean, it's just the way it
looks. You need 80. Because you get the 20 gap at the beginning, right? Then 30, that's pretty 50. They need another 30.
Right.
That's 80.
No, you don't need 80 because you're going to have to count your Naziris. Those two, the middle doesn't count for both.
But on the second shot of the Rosh, where you've been with Goliath, he needs another 30 days.
Another 30, right. But he doesn't need a Naziris of 80 days. He needs 30 more than 20. He needs 50.
But he's starting right away.
He does 20 right away.
Oh, I thought he's going
to... That's the Shiloh. Does he do 20 right away? Dr. Rush, but you buy the Nazir Swatas. Climber. With the Tali Savik Shalas of Baham, which is baked the Gittel Sar highly. Since the Mishnah seems to stress the hair, the Gemara seems to stress the hair aspect. Mechal de Pshitale, the Im Loinish shook the Gittel Sar, like highly. If not at the fact that there's 30 days left, for sure it wouldn't stop. Why not? I might buy Namikas the Buki. Can have the same Shiloh. The domain of Chayshah Shalav Sakav is the initial begin to start. Maybe he doesn't care to do 30 days at the end. The Abagav to buy them in the Yami Yisrael to sell Gittel Sar like Chayish. Dr. Gemara, Chodim Bidil Chodim can be buy them. One Shaila is based on the next. Be'im Tim Tzoloi Mar Biboy Le. But Havaya Mesapkele. He has two Sveikas. Kibin that Sar Yama with the Yisrael to sell Gittel Sar like Chayish. Maybe if it's only 10 left, it doesn't count. Kibin Shanishu Raka Sar Yama Gav Sakav. Maybe he doesn't want to have a split up Naziris when there's no 30 days left at the end. And if you say that's a factor, how about there is 30 days left at the end? Now, the Rush doesn't explain how the first shot will learn this Gemara, because this seems to be based on the fact that he's taking a haircut. But if you look into the Rush carefully, the Rush seems to say that even if you learn he doesn't take a haircut, psychologically, people don't like to split Naziris. They view Naziris as a 30-day unit. And therefore, even if he doesn't take a haircut, when there's only 10 days left, he might not want to do that, because that splits a Naziris. And in his mind, a Naziris is a unit of 30. Whereas in the second case, he's going to get a unit of 30. That's, I think, the Rush hopes. He doesn't explain it, but I think that's what he's being meramez in that last rush. We move on. V'im tim t'leimar, hacha, kibin de efsir lish, I'm sorry, I skipped. V'im tim t'leimar chayli. And if you're going to say that it is chal, that means the guy that says he's a nazir for 20 and from now 100, he does 20, I'm sorry, the nazir after 20 and now 100, he does 20, switches over to his Naziris of 100.
What
means he does 20? He waits 20, I'm sorry. He starts his 100, does 20 out of the 100, switches over to his Naziris of 20, because that started after 20. That was his first Kabbalah, and then goes back. If you learn that way, but that might be true, because they're the same kind of Nazirism. They're the regular Nazirism. So you can segue from one to the other and back to the first one. They're the same class of Naziris, right? How about if he says, Hareini Nazir L'Achachav, U'mi'achshav Nazir Aylam. He says he's going to be a Nazir after 20, but now he wants to start Nazir Aylam, and the rush in the first shot, which is, I think, the one we're going to learn, is, I don't know if he brings which one he brings here. He brings the first shot, he doesn't bring the second shot. I don't think he brings it.
Is it Nazir Olam, Nazir Lo?
That's what I was reading the rush say. He becomes a Nazir, one unit forever, never to take a haircut. So he started in Naziris Olam now, after he accepted to become a regular Nazir after 20 days. So now, what happens? Did he mean to start his Nazir Olam now? He'll never be able to finish his Naziris. He can't take a haircut. Does it break and say his Nazir Olam stops, switches over to 20-day Naziris with all its halachas, then goes back to Nazir Olam? But this is a different class of Naziris. This is not the same family. This is different branches in Naziris. Can one switch from one to the other and then back to the first? Because the first one doesn't allow any haircuts. But he took a break. Can he take a break? Can it switch out of that, move to a different class of Naziris,
and
take a haircut?
Yeah, that's the point.
Well, if not, he's stuck with his Naziris. Yeah, then he'll never be able to finish his Naziris.
Right.
Dr. Rush, how he got I'm a rainy Nazir Lachachav Yaim, a Maksav Nazir Aylam. Michael Alei Alei. Imtim Tzolayim a rainy Nazir Lachachav Yaim, a Maksav Kuf Yaim Chayli. If you say that can work. Shiny Asam, never got the Chayli Kuf Yaim Maksav, even though the 100 started now. Epsiloy Lekayim Kol Mishpat Naziris, Shalachachav Yaim. He can keep his other Naziris. Ki achrei hashlomah shel Naziris kuf, yigaleach, v'yavi kabinaisav shel kuf al Naziris la'achachav. This is the first shot. That he'll bring two sets of korbanos, but he finishes both. Eileidach perish, yigaleach acha Naziris shel la'achachav. Or the second shot was, he would take the haircut in the middle, and then v'yavi korban, v'yigaleach shenis acha hashlomah shel kuf. Two shots in the rush that he said before, he keeps on repeating. Abadlacha, Ichayel Naziris Eilam Miyad, Shuvla Yigaleich Leilam. Can't take a haircut. Umayri Ganarim Yachshav Nazir Leilam. Not Nazir Eilam, but Leilam. The Eis and Nazir Eina Megaleich Leilam, period. Abel Nazir Eilam wouldn't have this problem. Meikul Batar, Lamarkadisle, Lamarkadisle. They'll prepare a comma. The other Nazir can take a haircut. This guy can't take a haircut. So that's the second Shaila. Can you segue into a Naziris that's a different class of Naziris?
Let's say you can't do it, right?
So then he didn't become a Nazir now. He has to wait till after his Naziris to start Nazir Olam.
Just wait 20 days first.
Then do his first Naziris.
And then
go back and become a Nazir Olam. V'im Timtza Leimar. Now we got to the next Shaila. V'im Timtza Leimar. And if you're going to say, since you can remove the Naziris, it's chal, meaning the Nazir Olam can start. I, the Nazir after Chav, it's removable. The guy meant to start his Nazir Olam. That's what he meant. Even though he's going to run into his own Naziris, but it's a removable Naziris. And since it's a removable Naziris, we say he wanted to start now, and he'll remove it. In his mind, he says he's going to remove it. He can remove the second Naziris. It's a removable Naziris.
Which one?
Both of them are removable. Not true. We'll see in a minute. Not true.
Which one do you want to remove?
At this point, the one after 20 days. Again, he said he's a Nazir after 20 days, and then he says he's a Nazir Olam. So now, how can he be a Nazir Olam if he wants to be a Nazir after 20 days? Terah says, he can remove the 20-day one. So in his mind, he says, he's a Nazir after 20 days, and then he says to himself, you know what, I'll start a Nazir Olam now, and I'll worry about the 20 days when it comes, I can always remove it. And once he starts, he's stuck. But maybe in his mind, he thought he could remove it. Since he can remove it, in his mind, he planned to remove it.
But plan to remove it means, has a
he didn't go yet. But he can go to Achacham and get it removed.
No, but his time is going to be, I had Harata on it?
Harata, no, whatever his way of Pesach will be, he'll find a Pesach.
Why could it be a Pesach if he's going to, he's being Nazir Leolam for?
Maybe he has a Pesach. Had he known that it would be a conflict, he would have never done it. I don't know, he'll figure out a Pesach. You go to the Pesach school, figure it out. Or do Harata, I don't know, whatever way you want to do it.
Does it affect anything?
Again, it does. Then he won't have to bring korbanos after the 20-day one. He won't run into a stira. It'll take away the problem. Amar Areini Nazir Shimshin Lacha Sim Yaim Umachshim Nazir Stam Mahu. Now here he's got a problem. It was Makabal Nazir Shimshin, and the Gemara now is introducing a new thing. Nazir Shimshin can never be removed.
Wow.
We never had this before. We had a Nazir Shimshin can be Matama L'Mesim. We had a Nazir Shimshin can't be Mekel Batar. And now we introduce a new thing. I never mentioned before. Two differences so far we had. We had that he can be Matama L'Mesim. And that he can't cut his hair at all. Unlike a Nazir Olam that can cut every whatever it is. Lifetime. Or till the Plishtim capture you. So, now he became a Nazir Shimshin first, after 20 days. And he wants to start a regular Naziris now. Now, he can't say that he was planning to remove anything, because he can't remove Nazir Shimshin. So maybe that means his Naziris can't be chal. It's an impossibility. Again, let's start again. He said he's a Nazir Shimshin after 20 days. That's a lifetime.
Got it.
And he says he's a Nazir now. Regular Nazir. Yeah, which can't happen. Because 20 days from now, he's going to bump into the Zero Shimshin. So does the 20 days now, does he have to keep it or not? It's an impossible Naziris to finish.
Is that like saying
Nazir
Le'olam?
No, it's much different.
Why?
Because a Nazir Le'olam can be removed.
We can't cut his hair.
But he can remove it. It's removable. No, he cannot. By Nazir Shimshin, he can. Right.
But it's
a removable. Right, it's a new one. Do we say, Hachala actually Shuli Michai Lai? That's the end of this series of Shilas. Dr. Rush. I'm already Nazir Shimshin Lakachov Jaim, or Maakshav Nazir Stam Mao. Me, I mean, Yaskol Limnus Maakshav Nazir Stam. Ulakachov Yapsik Nizirusa, Yaskol Nazirus Shimshin. Ulakalech Lailam. Forget it. He'll never finish his Nazirus. I do him a key with Eddie Yakul Hashim Nazirusa. The guy named Shiloh, the Nazir Shimshin, to the east of being bastard of Makas. We never had this yet. Like Shiloh, like Klaus, and Aziris yet. Now, I am not going to learn the Yesh Mefarshim. I'm not going to do it. It's not in the regular rush. And for people to chazer without having it will be an impossibility. It's a whole noob shot in this Gemara. I don't usually like to skip second shot in the rush, but this time I am. We're not learning the Yesh Mefarshim. A whole different shot. You don't have the Yesh Mefarshim? Again, this is not in the regular rush. It's in that clause of Yunim. Last time, Artsko Rabbeinu Artsko put it in. You have it, whichever you have.
I think we have it.
You have it?
With the Bokim Sham,
right?
Yeah, right, the Yesh Mefarshim.
Irene, you know, Zuma for
the
Bokim. Where's that? That's crossing the Yimkim.
I'm going to skip this Yesh Mefarshim. Unless I don't really want to learn it, I'll learn it, but it's a whole new chat in the Gemara. It's going to send people for a tizzy. I'm sorry? No, I didn't. The doctor didn't. I said I can't because it's a Gemara later on. Let's learn the Gemara first. No, I did not finish the rush. I think you should call him up and find out if he's upset and let me know. Good, I'm happy to hear that. Hope he gives you $1 million contract. What can I tell you? Right. Dr. Gemara writes in the next Shaila, which is not part of this series. The guy makes a Kabbalah. He wants to be like the Shiva Badr of Maisha. Nothing to do with Arsunya. Zero. Dr. Rush, what is this doing here and what does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is dead, yeah. I mean, we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu died. We don't believe that people don't live on it. I mean, in a certain level, we say Tzadikim don't die. Tzadikim afilu b'mesaf in Kriyin Chayim. But so Moshe Rabbeinu is always alive. Ma'akan Eimed Mishamish, Avasam Eimed Mishamish, there's many Chazal. But in physical terms, Moshe Rabbeinu died.
Do you want to be the dead or alive
guy? Can we see the Rush? I think the Rush will explain it differently. Dr. Rush, Amar Is this a yad for Naziris? The Mistama, the Yom Shinifter Maisha Rabbeinu, Rabu Nazir Naziris Machmasar. Probably what happened was, the day Maisha Rabbeinu died, many in Klal Yisrael became Nazirim. They were so in pain, they anguished, they lost Maisha Rabbeinu, that they wanted to show a separation from this world. And they became Nazir. So when a guy says he wants to be like the Maisha B'Shiva Badr, is he saying, I want to be like the multitude of people that became Nazirim then? Is this a yacht for Naziris? Nothing to do with our sunya. This could have been on that base. Is this a way of accepting Naziris? I do malay. Why? So many people became Nazirim. Shagam B'Zayin Badr Nailin. Because Maisha Rabbeinu was born in Zayin Adr. Today of happiness, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. So when the guy says he's like Moshe Shiva Bader, what does he mean? The day Moshe died, the day Moshe was born. What was the day of Simcha and the Smala Abayas Kula Ira? What was the day of Tsar and people became Nazirim?
What was his Lashon?
Kemoshe B'Shiva Bader. That's what the Gemara says in Parashat Lot.
The tzad that says that he was born, so he's saying, I want to make a party, you mean?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's not Naziris. But it's not Naziris. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Honestly, I don't care what it is. Now, here you can ask your kashim, ain't other mighty dvarvel makala. Here you can say, if he doesn't mean Naziris, isn't he wasting his words? Good kashim. Here it would be a good kashim. Because I don't know another meaning.
No, he said maybe he's making...
You said maybe. He didn't say anything.
Let's have a party.
Maybe. Maybe that's, you're happy with that.
Let's invite you to a party today.
Okay, maybe. 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 I don't know. I have to say. Fine. This Shaila is zero to do with the rest of the Shailas. But Rabbi asked it, so it's here with the Rabbi Shailas.
Did he mean the 7th and the day of celebration? Like, tomorrow's the day of celebration, right?
Tomorrow's... Oh, then tomorrow, I mean, clap, I'm sorry. They have a name for it, Juneteenth?
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth?
Yeah, Juneteenth. That's what tomorrow is. It's also
Juneteenth. How do you say Juneteenth?
Yeah.
Why did you fill out? I can't say
it. Okay. I didn't know, I'm sorry. In my business, we don't celebrate Juneteenth. Now, my business is not closed tomorrow. Sorry. Mr. Mayanik Lichl in Pittsburgh were visiting Lakewood. And they told their cousins in Lakewood that they had off for Thanksgiving, and the Lakewood cousin says, what's Thanksgiving? Isn't that so admirable?
That's beautiful.
So admirable.
I love that.
What's Thanksgiving?
What are they doing in Pittsburgh?
They're not. They're moving to Cleveland. Right, sir.
What?
They're moving to Cleveland, but in Cleveland they also know what Thanksgiving is.
I just
to say it. Right. Right. Of all the Shilas, we can prove the first one, which was the Nazir Lachra Simyayim and Machshav Meyayim. We can prove the first one. Why? Because it said this is a Braisa. This is a Beferish Braisa. Hareini Nazir Lachra Simyayim Umiachshav Meyayim. This is exactly the first case. Zokta Braisa. Mine Esrim Vachach Mine Shleishim Vachach Mine Shmeinim Kdei Lahashim Azir Shmeshayim. So, you want to know the answer to your Shaila, Rabba? One answer we have. We don't have an answer to the second Shaila of Nazir Eilam. We don't have an answer to the third Shaila of Nazir Shimshon. We don't have an answer to the Shaila of Kimaisha B'Shiva Badr. But we have an answer to your first Shaila, to the first Shabraisa. Why didn't Rabba know the Braisa? The Rashbam speaks out, many Rishonim speak out. Amarum did not know all Braisas. They didn't know it.
The question really is, good. So we have a potion now, right? But so say the potion before you start the other thing. You know what I'm saying? Other thing is not a little shaykhus.
Again, let me explain why. We are listing. Rava sat in the base medrash and sat over four shaylas. We are listing them together because Rava said these four shaylas together. Rava said, "I have shayla number one." Then based on that, I have shayla number two. And based on that, I have shayla number three. And by the way, I have a fourth shayla. But he said that then. He said it at the same sitting. It was the same shear. Dr. Rush. Pashit Mia Kamaisa. Omar Rainy Nuts. Brycey. This isn't Brycey. Vahad Aminim Masnison. Okay. The Rush has a kasha based on the next Mishnah, which I thought I could avoid. That's why I skipped the Rush that went on the next Mishnah. Because, anyway, Aizwahada took it out and Rabbein Watsko took it out, and they leave it on the next Mishnah. But the Rush is referring to it. And that is, the Gemara says over, the Mishnah says over there, that if a guy says he's a Nazir, the case is, the guy says he's a Nazir when he's going to have a son, and he's a Nazir for 100 days. If he has a son in the middle, he can count the 30 days. He can count the 30 days of the son simultaneously with his 100 days. He doesn't have to do 30 and then go back. It can count for both. So the Russians bothered over here. Why can't we do this in this case? Why in the case when the guy said he's a nazir for 20, and then he's a nazir, he's going to be a nazir after 20, and then a nazir from now 100, when he hits 20, let the next 30 days count towards both naziris. The Mishnah later on allowed you to count them simultaneous. So why can't you count them simultaneous here? Dr. Rush. That the son is born before 70 days, he didn't lose anything. Because he can count the 30 days of his son plus 30 days of his at the same time. Dr. Rush. And we don't say his 30-day Naziris can be swallowed up in the 100. Why did he say he's a Nazir after 20 if it's going to be swallowed up in the 101 anyway? It's a meaningless statement. But the Mishnah, remember, he doesn't know when his son's going to be born. So therefore, he said he's a Nazir for 100, and he's a Nazir after he has a son. Now, a Nazir when he has a son, and then a Nazir for 100. So at that point, he thought he might, for all he knows, he might be able to finish one before the other starts. So therefore, they can't work simultaneously. Therefore, they can work simultaneously. Again, let me read it inside. Here, why did he make two Naziris if they can be simultaneous? Maybe you'll be able to finish it. His mind was, I'll try to finish it before. If not, it'll be simultaneous. Here, if he meant simultaneous, would you say to Nazir after 24? It's built in that it's simultaneous. You don't need it.
Yeah, but the question really could be asked is that why is the rush now at explaining the chiluk between that and the case of 100, and he should have said when we asked the shell originally, he's asking, why is he asking it now when we're being post-shaded?
I think this rush we can't find is back here.
No, the first brush we didn't finish.
You give him a base?
Yeah, the first brush and you give him a base, I learned it through, most of it, but I stopped. Because it depends on the Gemara that we didn't learn yet. The one in the Mishnah. Okay. Anyway, this is a little bit problematic, this shot of the rush. And I don't have an answer. Because according to the second shot of the rush, maybe he did it this way so he could bring two sets of kabbalas. So if you learn you don't bring two sets of kabbalas, so then why'd you do this? But if you learned you wanted to bring an extra set of kabbalas, so there's a reason you did it. Except the wording doesn't really make sense. So we'll leave it at that.
Does it interrupt or does it get absorbed?
In our Gemara, it interrupts. In that Gemara, it gets absorbed. Because there, he didn't... Here, we have a reason to believe, we know he didn't mean simultaneous. He said he's a Nazir after 20, and he's a Nazir 100 now. Isn't that saying that the 20 is going to overlap with the...
Originally, it was up that way.
Yeah, so it couldn't be that it's simultaneous. Then he wouldn't have to say he's a Nazir after 20. There, he's hoping to finish one before his son is born. Even though it's a little difficult, because if he's a Nazir for 100 days, you would hope that he knows whether his wife is due during the 100 days. Not like a week or two.
No.
100 days is like 3.5 months.
You could give birth to 7 or 9.
Could be. Suck the Mishnah. Dial the Gemara gets into a whole new sugya. I mean, it's not a whole new sugya, but now it's the part that's going to be negated that Rush I skipped. Nitma b'bnei b'nai. This is the end of the Mishnah. He said he's a Nazir when his kid is going to be born, and he's a Nazir. So he starts his Naziris, the Mishnah said. His kid's born. He switches over to his kid. Then he completes his. We have two pshatim in how he completes his, not in the game at this moment. Right? What's your problem?
Where are we now?
I'm in the Gemara.
14A1, left line.
Not in the list. Oh, maybe in 14A1. Did I skip? No, I didn't. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the Amid. I don't care if it's 2 or 1 or 4 or 5.
Or 100.
Nitma b'nei b'nai. The guy said he's a Nazir when he's going to have a son, and then he's a Nazir. First the son, then his own. He started his, son was born, he switches over. What happens at the end is not negated his Gemara. He became Tomei during the days of his son. He counted 20 days for his son, he became Tomei. So his son's Naziris didn't count, he has to start over again. Does that cancel his 20 days? He counted 20 days of his Naziris. He took a break, went to his son's Naziris. Afterwards, he goes back to finish his Naziris. No, with the Mishnah's case, the guy said he's a Nazir when he has a son. And he also said he's a Nazir. And then he started his Naziris. The son was born. He switched over to the son. He's going to start over. Now he became Tomei during his son's age. Now he has to start his sons over again.
Now
the question becomes, not right now, he has to wait 7 days to bring Nazir Tomei. The whole process.
He can't go back.
That's not. He's Tomei.
Right. No, but I'm thinking after he's Tahar.
Well, his sons comes first. The question is, does he have to do his whole thing again? He became Tomei during his 30 days. It happened in the middle of his Naziris, but he wasn't doing his Naziris. He had taken a break.
That's telling him to shut him in a rush?
No, it's not. It's telling him the Gemara. Nitma b'yayim b'mei b'nai. B'b'yayichanam is Seisr. Redoes the whole thing. B'b'shlakisham ayin is Seisr. B'b'yayichanam is Seisr. Chada Naziris arichti. The bottom line is he was doing a long Naziris. He was in the middle of his Naziris. He didn't like, hello, let's put this on hold, we'll fold the page, and we'll go on to other things. He's in the middle of his Naziris, it's a fact.
That sounds like the first time
to write. Rav Shlakish Amaeinis, I say, Naziris the day l'chud, u'debrei l'chud. Now the rush is going to bring that into the Mishnah to see how that fits with his Tub Shantam. I didn't do that part of the rush because we didn't get to this Gemara yet. Now we did. Dr. Rush. Going on the end of the Mishnah. The first ones don't count. Abu Beresha, Meiter Abyechan, they decide to kill. Keep him by Hishkel Mishlai. And the Reish, he does his first. Became the Seifa, right? If he becomes Tummy in the last 10 days, he's not going to have to redo his sons. His son's over. Here is not, he's in the middle. That's why there's a Machloikas. He's in the middle of his. He didn't finish anything. But let's say he counted 20 for him, 30 for his son, went back to do 10 for him, became Tummy during those 10 days. He would have to redo his. He wouldn't have to redo his son's. He finished 30 days of his son. Anyway,